Hey, everybody. Absolutely incredible day on the morning show. Nick makes an appearance on the Davey Day Trader podcast. That's Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports Podcast. We watch it live. It's a very big moment for us as an organization. It's a very special episode of the show. I'm not going to say anything more. I really hope you guys enjoy it. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Choose Rich podcast, where we choose rich every single day. We have a lot to discuss today. We're going to discuss Ethereum NFTs continuing to bleed with crypto's rally and whether there's any reason to be optimistic. We're going to discuss the upcoming mints to watch for this week and the Choose Rich movement continuing to dominate. Again, this is the Choose Rich podcast, where we choose rich every single day. We have the richest man in the world himself, Nifty Nick, NFT Nick, Nick O'Neill. How you doing, buddy?
Dude, I'm doing pretty well. I know I'm, Davey Day Trader wanted to touch greatness this morning, so I'm allow him to do that. But we know this is the show that, is bigger than that guy. He's trying to learn. Like, I'm going to have to go on there to educate him, you know? But for now, all the real ones come here. You know, all the people who actively choose rich are on this show.
Yeah, we have Roy in the audience saying God himself is here. Shout out to Roy for appropriately designating Nick as God himself. Nick, you know, can you give any insight? Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't want to let my ego go out of control. I was going to say the son of God, maybe, but nothing, you know. No, I'm just kidding.
We know, Nick. Don't worry about it. Nick, can you give us any insight into the life of a rich man over the past 24 hours? I mean, I think a lot of people are asking what it's been like. It seems to you like this just feels like everyday shit, huh?
Yeah, for whatever reason, you know, people want to focus on, they wanted to make me the face of success. And that wasn't myself that chose it. I chose success. I chose rich. But people decided to make me sort of the face of it. And that wasn't expected, but I'll accept it.
Yeah. And look, I mean, we have people identifying, basically proclaiming that they're also going to choose rich. Nick, you've gone through so much over the past few days. You've had the haters say that your Miami house is in your house. You've had the haters say that your $5,000 bottle of champagne was only worth $50 or something like that. You've had people say that your personal chauffeur is an Uber driver. I mean, that would appall me. Out of all of these experiences, is there one that sticks out as the most offensive?
Signal leaving the show right now to me felt, you know, kind of right up there in terms of, and she's back. Okay. Fortunately, she's back.
Do you feel like Signal left the show intentionally to spite you?
That's what I felt in that moment. And it felt more significant than all the haters that have been out there hating.
I would never leave you, Nick. No, I would never leave you because you support women financially. No matter what job they have, doesn't matter what job they have, what they do in life. You support women financially, so I'm never leaving you, man. I'm here for you.
That's what we're here for. You know, the rich men of this world could learn a thing or two from me. I have never complained about women, you know, looking for financial things. Never in my life.
Exactly.
Not like specifically multiple times in the past 2 years, year and a half. I have definitively not done that because I consistently support my women financially.
Yeah, that goes without saying. A lot of people are wondering what the Tibetan monk Jampa, who imparted such wonderful knowledge and seemingly life-changing knowledge on you, really a significant person on your path to choosing rich and really just choosing it every day. Have you connected with Jampa at all in the past 24 hours?
No, I mean, we all connected with Jampa through our energy. That's what it's about. You know, we're all connected on a level that's greater than just our physical presence. There's an energy that, you know, exists throughout the world that we're all connected through. And that's the energy of richness.
I love to hear it. I mean, Zane Gaziani, longtime audience member, said that there's two parts to his life, before learning about Jampa and after learning about Jampa. So it seems like Jampa's reach is going far and wide and really inspiring people. Nick, I mean, is there any message that you'd like to put out there for anyone that maybe is hating on you or anything. I feel like there's a lot of haters that are still out there.
I've been surprised at the level of hate that I've been receiving still to this day, because they cannot get it through their thick skulls what it means to choose rich. It's not just about my bottles of champagne. It's not just about my, they've barely seen all of the showy, flashy elements of wealth that I have and the choose rich lifestyle. It's actually way more about the mindset. And it's shocking to see so many people. Actually, it's not shocking, because the majority of people in this world continue to choose poor. They continue to choose broke.
Yeah.
They continue to be haters rather than winners. And that's not how we're operating.
Nope.
I woke up this morning. I hopped on my Peloton, you know, and I was like, dude, I'm choosing rich. I'm choosing to go hard on this exercise. This is a
life. And you do that choice. Every day. You do this that every day.
This is a life choice. Okay. And I'm just the thing that's just been, I would say that it's shocking, but it's not, you know, because that's the way that the world works, that the haters are what enable us to choose rich.
I mean, I love to hear it. Signal, I mean, you've been probably paying attention to the haters and their conquest against Nick and his everyday choice to choose rich. Is there anything you could make of what's going on today?
You know, the way Nick talks, it reminds me of going to church and just listening to the gospel. It's like the gospel of Nick. There should be a gospel of Nick, because all I wanted to say was amen. There were just so many times the audience need to have said amen. Look, Nick, you're on a roll. I believe you. I'll be going to the church of Nick. I'll be reading the gospel of Nick. And all I want to say is, so too, I choose rich.
The choose rich church.
Exactly. The choose rich
donations
church.
Donations are taken here.
Donate. Hey. We're looking for donations. And all you got to do in order to support the Church of Choose Rich is buy Bodago. That's literally the only action that we have inside of our business, inside of our organization, within this nonprofit organization. Of
nonprofit.
You want to be a part of the Choose Rich congregation? Church, you may need a Bodago PFP. That's the clear sign. Bodago.
Make it your PFP. The Choose Rich. Man, I'm not going to call myself, you know, I'm here at the service of the congregation. You know, this is not of the congregation of Bodagos. I'm no, I'm no savior. I am simply a servant. And I want people to understand
amen.
That I'm just simply here to serve the congregation of Bodagos.
Amen.
People get confused about that. They're like, oh, what is Nick working on this? Is Nick working on that? The YouTubers are being like, oh, I don't understand what this guy is doing. You know, he's selling courses. Nope.
Nope. Nope.
Joke's on you, haters. Joke's Amen. On you. This is the church of the Bodagos. This is where we get our daily bone. So if you don't understand that that's what you're coming for, then you thought wrong.
Amen.
Testify. Amen. And you know, that the Bodagos organization is a nonprofit organization and thus is tax exempt. If anybody listening works at the IRS or similar government agencies,
we're a nonprofit tax exempt organization that is simply here to serve the congregation. For Amen. Those who want to become believers, then all you have to do is buy a Bodago to just choose to join the Church of Choose Rich.
I love it. So normally Signal, you know, like Signal's kind of one of her, you know, verticals is to perform the weather report. I think that just because of what's going on today, Nick, it might be appropriate that this one time, if Signal's okay with it, Choose Rich Nick on the Choose Rich podcast does the weather report. Signal, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think he needs to bring that Choose Rich vibe energy to the weather report. It's over to you, my man. Over to you.
If you give me one second here, we need a sound effect actually to come on. I don't have the sound effect ready.
Clemente probably has something. Worth it.
Nope. That one.
Hey, good morning. This is the Choose Rich Weather Report. Market outside looking today quite healthy for those that chose rich over the past couple of days. Everyone celebrating on my timeline. Hey, Nick, are you the guy that... Nope. Nope, not me. It wasn't me. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. There's an area of the market that surpassed ETH market volume. Not going to name it. Wasn't me. ETH market volume, 35 million. Will Bodagos flip it? That's the question that we're trying to figure out. Will Bodagos flip it? I hope so, and more people join the congregation. Bitcoin market volume, 19 million. Solana market volume, 15 million. NFT market leaders. ETH NFTs continue to bleed. Bored Apes chose poor, down 11%. Mutants, poor, down 18%. Captains, poor, down 14%. D-Gods, poor, down 10%. Sappy Seals, rich, up 13%. And Bodagos, the gods of rich, up 31% to 9.2 Sol. Although I saw some pores dumping it on the floor, not that I'm monitoring that or anything. Over the past 24 hours to choose move rich, the church of choose rich has continued to expand.
Clemente, kill the background music. Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah, I was getting weird feedback there for a moment. That was strange. As an article about Nick, myself, the servant of Bodagos, receives a response from Elon Musk, Dave Portnoy. Bodagos up to 8.7. Earlier we said it was 9.2. I love how this report is written. The number's just going down as I get further through the weather report. And the meme coin that that shall not be named is just at like $50 million now, actually. It's absolutely ludicrous. I'm bigger than Dog with Hat. Okay, that's where we're going. Nick with nose. Kevin Rose held a post-mortem space about moonbirds. Oh, my God. Dude, him and what was our boy that held
Ryan the Carson, the guy Ryan that unfollowed Carson, Clemente.
Was he crying, too? Mourning his own downfall. He said, I am not the operator that I thought I was. Bro, you've been in the startup space for years. Like, come on, for decades. I looked up to this guy for like half a second. Anyways, he listed a series of missteps, including going long on ETH instead of stabling the mint funds and being stuck with a huge tax liability. Oh my God. Dude, this is elementary. Overhyping, unilateral. Dude. The only overhype exists is if you don't choose rich. Bro, this person, I mean, come on now. He didn't overhype, he under-executed. That was what happened. He said, we're going to launch a conference. Just kidding. We're going to launch a tech platform. Just joking. We're going to launch this other token, which is completely unrelated to the project. And then we're also going to rug all of the IP rights that we said you all owned 2 days earlier. Unilaterally changing the collection to CCO, giving up on high rise, canceling the conference. He also said that Yuga was shocked that there was so much money on the balance sheet. Moonbirds was shocked. Wow. What a flex. Moonbirds continue to fall, now down to a 0.8 ETH floor. Details of Stakeland, the social staking protocol by Memeland, have been announced. Stakeland's primary goal is to fortify the Memeland ecosystem, allowing users to stake meme to earn new tokens from promising new projects. With a limited time boost, who wrote this? With a limited time boost available until 3/24. Meme remains flat on the news in contrast to everything in the Choose Rich ecosystem. Currently at a 530 million market cap, but Captains fell 16% to 4.2 ETH and Potatoes are down 14% to 1.88. What if you divided Bodagos by Potatoes, what you're going to get something unreasonable, something disrespectful to the congregation of Bodagos. That's all I'm going to say. Sappy Seals are hosting an open world tech demo today at 6 p.m. Seals and holders from top ETH NFTs such as Pudgy, Azuki, and Basie, the once top NFT project, and holders of Mog and Whiff will be of Mog and Whiff will be able to join. There are no mints or pre-registering, and it'll go live at sappy.lol/world. Sappy seals are up 15% to 1.02 ETH. Wow, I guess I was down pretty low on those, huh? I was down over 50% on that trade. Chose poor buying the top on that one.
It takes a very rich man to admit when he chose poor and clearly is rebounding. Nick, you know what? Everyone's here to listen to you today. Why don't you just keep going and read the Daily Bone newsletter updates?
Get boned. Get boned at dailybones.com. One of the missing opportunities that we had was to link that on my profile. Don't worry, people. We're going to make changes around here. We're going to make changes. We've been choosing rich, but we've been choosing that long-term rich. And that's the mindset that you need, a long-term mindset. A lot of our audience has that short-term mindset. Oh, I'm going to go make a couple thousand dollars. Do you want to own a helicopter? Do you want to own a jet? You're not on the path to do that when you're just flipping. Flippy flapping. Sotheby's is auctioning off Quantum Cat 0396, which features the gold cape trait that is redeemable for a taproot wizard. Sotheby's just trying to ride on the coattails.
Bro, they bought this off the floor yesterday and then sent it to Sotheby's.
Oh my God.
They sniped it right after it was sitting on the floor, I think, for 0.5 Bitcoin, and then they announced the golden cape thing, and then this got sniped, and now it's at Sotheby's.
Well, it was sniped, gold cape thing, then Sotheby's. So it was sniped pre-gold cape. So before they announced the taproot, they bought this, and then we're like, yeah, we're sending this thing to Sotheby's. They chose rich. They did the right thing.
All right, whatever. Biden's new budget plan calls for raising capital gains. Oh my God. From 20 to 44.6% for those clearing over. There's no way this is passing. I don't see any way that this passes. But we're going to have Trump as the president if this guy keeps running his fucking mouth. What a loser. This guy's choosing broke. After 2 months of going live, BTC ETFs currently have $55 billion in assets, overtaking GBTC, and have done $110 billion in volume. That tax thing, are they fucking shoot? I mean, shoot yourself in the fucking foot. Are you kidding me? This guy is just full-blown, like, just mentally challenged with his moves right now. What the hell? Who advised him on this shit? What the fuck is going through their mind? Yo, they don't want us to get rich in the U.S. They don't want us to get rich. They want all of us to fucking leave the country. That's where they're headed right now. They're going to tax us 50%, but not give us the benefits that you would get in more socialist-leaning countries.
Norway.
I'm going to go to a socialist country if I'm going to fucking do it, because I might as well have better quality air, better food, better healthcare, and all this other shit. Are you kidding me? What the hell is going on? If I'm going to live in a place where we don't care about each other, then I don't want to care about each other, and I want no taxes. Okay, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
Yep.
If I want to pollute, the polluters pay less in taxes than the people that are choosing rich. This
Amen.
Is bullshit. What the hell is going on? VFriends announces its next step, partnering with Moonbug, what the fuck? The entertainment brand behind CoChameleon? What is CoChameleon?
CoComelon.
Oh, my bad. CoComelon. to deliver animation shorts on YouTube and an animated show targeting kids ages 6 to 11. The target demographic of NFTs. First, we got Pudgy. We got V Friends, all targeting fucking 5-year-olds. What the hell is going on here, people? Take it from the face of crypto. That's a bad decision. But dude, what the hell is going on? Dog with hat gets mentioned on Bloomberg, which states that it's captured the meme zeitgeist. What with WIF is currently at a $1.9 billion market cap, down 13% over the last 24 hours. Bloomberg needs to give me a call. I actually got to leave in a minute. The Runestone airdrop by Leonidas is slated to go live this week, currently trading OTC at $1,500. Dude, he's just dropping shit left and right. Actually, he's not really. I'm hoping that I get this airdrop. I don't know if I will, but I want to choose free. The 888 supply of Apostles of Greed minted yesterday for 0.008 BTC and came in second in volume with over 18 BTC. The floor traded as high as 0.016 BTC and currently sits at 0.013 BTC. That's it for the newsletter. Remember to get boned. Clemente, what can you tell me real quick, how's the super pack going?
Not great actually. Ordinals have been bleeding since basically a week and a half ago. The top, it's been a tough one for the super pack, but they're holding strong. You know, we're holding the line, we're researching, we're getting in the weeds. The comeback is coming.
Well, I'm gonna go educate Mr. David Day Trader on how he's got the choose rich mindset. Well, I got a couple of things planned for this guy, but and I got to make a little announcement on behalf of Bodagos. You know, the community decided to choose rich for Dave Portnoy, so I'm gonna go take care of that real quick before I hop on the show. But choose rich, everybody.
Choose rich, Nick. I hope you got a couple of decafs in you today, ready to rock and roll over there.
I need that, dude. I worked out.
Oh, my guy on the Peloton.
I'm naturally high. Choose rich.
Break a leg, amigo. Choose rich. Break a leg. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Nick has some very important business to attend to. The face of crypto has spoken. Some people are calling him God himself. Is something that I didn't expect, but that is what Nick is being known as. We're going to tune in to what Nick is getting into in just about 10 minutes, so that'll be a lot of fun. In the meantime, what do we want to talk about, Clemente? You got a few topics here. What do you think is the most interesting to talk about before we watch Nick take care of some business?
Ethereum NFTs are just getting clapped, P.O. It is brutal out there. It's a bloodbath. Frankly, after I did a lot of soul searching, I sold one of my Sappy Seals at one ETH. It cut.
They were going to 10, Clemente. I thought there was no doubt in the world they're going to 10. I thought easy. You're an idiot. Everything's going to go up, you stupid idiot. That was verbatim.
I did say that, actually. But look, I mean, my thought process is like, who's buying ETH NFT? Like, I'm like, who's buying ETH NFTs? Gas is at $100. You can buy, if you're going for like the big, like big money, big flex, you're buying ordinals. They don't have any royalties. If you're going more of the degen, I think mainstream play, you're buying Solana NFTs. Like, I can't get it through my brain. And like, as ETH continues to run, I'm like, dude, I'd way rather have two ETH, three ETH, or maybe even convert some of it into Solana and maybe buy some Solana NFTs. Like with the meme coin rally happening on Solana, meme coins, that liquidity isn't going to ETH NFTs. It's way more likely to go to Solana NFT. So that was my thought process. I still am long one Sappy Seal, but I'm like, dude, I hate ETH NFTs right
long
now.
Long one Sappy it, Seal it is pains crazy.
Me. It pains me to say this, but I'm like, dude, I hate ETH NFTs right now.
Dude, and don't, you man. Like, you know what? But Clemente, don't make that mistake. Right. Okay. I agree with everything you've just said, all the attentions on Meme coins and the flex thing about the ordinals. But like right now, I mean, look at the moves that Spencer made when everybody hated ETH NFTs during the bear. He was collecting all the good stuff, which is completely just paid off now. And I feel like with this pullback now, there's still like anything I'd buy now, I wouldn't be hoping to flip in the next 48 hours or even perhaps in the next 2 weeks. There's going to be so much speculation on Ethereum as we go into the lead up on this decision and on the back of what's happening with Bitcoin, that it's inevitable that the ETH NFTs are just going to pull back. But I do think if you like something there, this is a good time to be buying in the hopes that once ETH starts to crab walk after the decision, then you're going to see some momentum there. But the momentum is swinging and it's going to swing back to ETH NFTs. But I'll be picking the ones that you have long-term conviction on right now, not the ones you want to flip.
Well, there you go. Can we pull up David Daytrader right now? Apparently, he is talking about Nick right now. Let's go. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, this show is going to be a little bit different than normal.
No, the Goyard boys still have it. Check the Pasquale. I know the music. I don't know what the music we just shut. All right.
He was just talking about Nick. Spirits of disaster, I don't know what he's into. Right? I don't know if he's
the
into
bell just rang.
Bitcoin, what he's into.
We got a couple things before we get to get rich, guy. Choose rich. My guy Red Dog, the stock he gave on Holdings AG.
Mute this for a second, Clemente. So, ladies and gentlemen, Nick is about to go and literally join Dave Portnoy on his very well-known day trader segment where he live trades stocks. And so if you want to support this, you should just genuinely engage with Davey Day Trader's stuff. Don't spam it. Just genuinely engage with it so that Dave Portnoy knows that the Choose Rich community, the community of Nick O'Neill is a strong community. The Bodagos community is a strong community. So we want Portnoy to be like, oh shit, this guy brings some heat. Don't spam. Do not spam. Don't piss him off. Instead, just show him we got legit engagement, just like you guys are doing right now. And I love the YouTubers and the people engaging right now. Someone said Dave chose rich. Tommy DeAndraj is saying, put the link here. We'll get that link going. Clemente will post the link, all that shit. Let's hear what Portnoy's saying right now, Clemente.
Yep.
That's been a disaster since the thing. I love Spirit at this price again.
He's literally talking about Spirit Airlines. Again. Let's get Nick onto this show to help his ass out.
When I saw it.
Mute this real quick, Clemente. Who in their right mind is talking about Spirit Airlines?
There is zero reason to buy any airline stock right now with all the shit going down with Boeing. That is inherently going to bring the entire industry down price action wise. Saying you're bullish on Spirit is crazy. I was looking for a flight the other day and I was just like, I've never even gone to the Spirit website. You know, it's $125 extra dollars to bring a carry on Spirit. $125 for a carry on. Dude, they have standing room on those planes. I swear to God. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. There's no reason, in my opinion, that this is just weird. We got to get Nick on this show. Nick's got to save this guy some cash. It's not going well. It's not going well for Dave.
Well, it's going to be going well in a minute when the, quote, choose rich guy goes on Nick's show. Clemente?
Yeah, and I just pinned up top and shared in the YouTube chat. If you want to go comment, it's on Rumble. Actually, so you have to go to Rumble. That's where you'll see the comments. He's live streaming it onto Rumble and Twitter. They got 30,000 people watching right now. Pretty interesting.
30,000 people are watching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit. All right, well, go to Rumble if you want to support. Just go and genuinely engage on Rumble. Again, don't spam. Let's hear what he's saying, Clemente.
Well, just because the merger is not happening. They're going to figure it out. It's a $20 stock or $17 before his merger stock.
Is he talking
Rumble
about what?
10%. Rumble. Dan Pagino. That's the guy saw it. He's like, I own so much Rumble stock. You fucking made us so much money. Well, give me some.
Can we mute this? MicroStrategy's done a 3X in the past 4 weeks. This dude's talking about airline stocks. I mean, what are we talking about, Easy?
Dude, I have no idea anymore. Literally no clue. I genuinely, this dude is rambling. It makes sense, though. Dude, if you watch David Day Trader during the COVID run, it was all...
The boy's here!
Let's go. All right, here we go. Who's rich?
I mean, you're choose rich as well, man. You got that mindset.
So who the fuck are you? You've just burst onto the scene. I love everything I'm seeing here. You've been community noted to all hell. How long is this? A week to choose rich Nick? But when did you burst onto the scene that you're viral?
I've gone viral before. I was covering FTX when that thing went down. I flew down to the Bahamas. I was the first person down there to hunt down the greedy person himself, Sam Bankman-Fried, to hunt him down. And we actually started a company a couple of years ago to create the Barstool Sports of Crypto, was what we were actually calling it. And so we've been doing this for a couple of years, but Choose Rich, you know, it became a decision. It became a way of living, you know, a week ago. And I was down with my team in Florida.
Well, how many people are on this team?
We have 10 people full time. And then we have a contract team as well.
And what are you doing? Like when you say the Barstool Crypto, what does that mean?
We have media. We have podcasts. We have newsletters.
You're a media company.
I like to call it entertainment because the market prefers that. But yes.
Am I going to end up buying your company?
Yes, Dave. I mean, that seems yes, like you are, motherfucker. Outcome. Yes, you are, Dave.
Dude, there's 10 guys. You've just
yes, Dave.
In the last week. Why are you getting
promoted
every 5 seconds?
It's because the haters are out for us. Dude, you've been experienced in haters as well. You know what that's like. That's just part of the life of someone who's succeeding in choosing the mindset of being rich, you know? As so many people are out here hating, the commenters on Twitter, they want to come after us. They want to chirp at us to say, oh, this is, you know, you're not living life the way that we anticipated it. By the way, I just donated $10,000 to your charity here. The Bodagos community wanted to donate for Mrs. Peaches.
How'd you donate that? To where?
To Lifeline Animal Project.
Lifeline Animal Project. That's where I rescued Miss Peaches from.
So we just donated $10,000.
I love that. Thank you, Choose Rich, Nick. So, okay. So you're covering it. Are you rich?
It depends on what, you know, let's first start. Rich is a mindset, but I'm not as rich as Dave Portnoy. I'll say that much. Okay. But I'm not poor. I've been a lot of commenters came out. They were like, oh, look at this guy. He doesn't even own crypto. He doesn't own any of these things. No, I made millions of dollars on crypto was the situation. But I think I consider that some people would consider that rich. I feel like I live in New York and is one of my many places. As I said, this is just my pied-à-terre. But
are those action figures in the back?
Yeah, we run a collectibles business. So as part of getting
how many inspired, different bi- all right, how many different businesses you get going on? There's two.
There's two divisions, basically. We have the collectibles side, which is Bodagos, and then we have the other side, which is the media component. And the whole dream here is, I think media, you know, you're leveraging yourself. The platforms are completely accessible to literally anybody at this point. It's been completely disintermediated. So we have the ability to create whatever we want. This is direct to the consumer. So we have the ability to access them. So on the other side, the question is, what are you selling? We decided to operate in the crypto space. So what we sell is digital collectibles. And then we also have physical merchandise, but we've been giving that all away for free so far.
So are you still an NFT guy then?
Well, that's our business is an NFT thing, but we also
dead though? Isn't NFTs dead?
Nah, well, motherfucker.
So we were planning to give you the first honorary dead. NFT. The truth is from our collection, the truth is no, it's not dead. There's something like $100 million in volume yesterday just on NFTs. So, which is probably more than when you're out trading Spirit Airlines, which sounds like a choose poor decision. I'm going to be honest, dude. Like,
No, the poors need to fly too. Choose
that is true. That is
the
true.
The poors need to fly. And the poors flying will make me rich, I think. But I'm not going to fly with them. But okay. they got to get from point A to point B to somehow
fly with them.
So, all right. The NFT, because I am a crypto guy. So you own Bitcoin?
I own Bitcoin. I own Solana.
Yeah, that's another one people say.
Avalanche would be the other one that I own. So I'm the sergeant of Solana. You haven't seen that. I walk around Washington Square Park dressed up like a soldier, offering people a Solana or a dollar, and they all picked $1 for the most part. Avalanche, I'm the AVAX Admiral. So that's another thing that we have going on.
What price did you get in at Bitcoin?
Bitcoin, my average price is around 13,000.
13. So you were late to Bitcoin.
Well, the first time I bought it was $100.
And then you sold it.
I sold it for a 2X.
Got it. How much did you have of that?
I had actually just sold a media company at that time. And I had a lot of money just sitting around. And I It was a small amount, though. It was like 10 grand or something. But
how old are you?
I'm 42.
That you could have said anything right there, and I would have been. You could have said 22, you could have said 42, 62. I probably would have believed it. All right. So you got all this different stuff going on, but it sounds like the gist of it is the media. So all the community notes, all this stuff, this is gold for you.
Just like the haters have been gold for you, man. It's the same thing. It's a spark controversy. I'm looking at, like, they still don't believe the losers, the haters on Twitter can't actually believe that I could live the life that I've decided to live, that I've chosen. Not they think it came through birth. They think I don't have what I have. They think that it's not possible, but it is. You're a walking, living, breathing version of this, Dave.
So are you saying that the community notes they failed? Like when they're like, I've seen a couple, like when you're saying it's your own car, they're like, he's in an Uber, you're in a movie theater. They're like, he's sitting in like the lobby of like a Red Roof Inn, all this stuff. And your answer is saying the community notes got it wrong with you?
I mean, there's specific statements that they've made which are factually inaccurate. That's all I can say about that, Dave. That's okay. All I can say.
So do you like Bitcoin at this price?
Yes.
Yes.
So Bitcoin at any price then?
Yes. Not at any price. I'm not one of those people.
Fuck you.
My target right now.
Fuck you.
This is not financial advice. I know you have the disclaimer at the beginning of your show.
Fuck off.
So there's different levels that we would be looking at. $250,000 would be the target for this cycle, in my opinion, is where I'm aiming. And your better bet is Solana. For it to go to all-time highs, it was at 250. Right now, it's at like 150 or 280, something like that. You still have nearly a 2x to get to where their all-time high is. Bitcoin's already beyond it. A lot of people have said it'll go to $1,000. My target for this cycle would be 500. So you could buy something at 150. It goes to 500. Why aren't you going to do that? Why am I going to leave my IRA making 7% versus Bitcoin. Go out and buy? I'm buying iBit with that, which is contributing to that Bitcoin pump, right? And then I have other tokens that I'm holding as well, which would be Solana, Avalanche. I have a little bit of Ethereum. I have meme coins, obviously. People named one after me, which has become one of the biggest meme coins in the past 48 hours or whatever.
What's the name of it?
Man, I feel bad mentioning it because I have nothing to do with it. Nick is the one that is pumping the most. And then someone in our community created a rich one. Those are all on Solana. But if you want to get into meme coins, it would be like Whiff, Bonk.
Yep.
I got fucked so hard with meme coins. I don't fuck with it. Well, I was I don't even know that they're meme coins, but you know, the ones that I don't know, I was a Link soldier at one point, got murdered.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I was an early soldier on that. The second I got in, we got slaughtered. Safe Moon absolutely got rug pulled on that. Not only did I get rug pulled on that, I got mentioned in the lawsuit. I got served papers when I lost all my money and had nothing to do with it. I had to pay money to get out of the lawsuit because they thought Safe Moon paid me to promote it, which they did not. I just was an idiot.
Dude, those are the haters I'm talking about, dude. They're not letting us choose rich. I've had enough of this nonsense. The haters need to
Dave
stop.
Is loving this,
and you're just charging forward, Dave. You're choosing rich every day. You wake up and you decide you dodge the haters. You try to avoid them so that when they come sniping at you, you don't get knocked down.
Yeah, I knew when I saw you, I hate myself for it. It's like, oh, you because you chirp. That's why I saw you tweet at me. I go, I unfortunately like this guy. It's interesting. Do you fuck with stocks at all or just crypto?
Oh, does he fuck with
stocks?
The
show that I started, so I just came from our morning show. The show that
– just going to 19 different shows, just rotating shows. Choose Rick.
I'm about to be done with shows and work on the business. But in terms of – the show started as when stonks were like a thing, when Wall Street Bets was happening. I was trading stocks at that time when Davey Day Trader was born and birthed. I was actively trading stocks at that point in time. It did really well doing some, I had shorted the market pre-COVID using options, and that did really well. I do trade stocks as well. But right now, man, stocks are pumping. Like, so it's getting frothy out there with some of them, but outside of Spirit Airlines, which ones are you buying right now?
So I went house on Celsius. That's been a huge win for me. Right before earnings, I decided, because I think they're going to pass Monster. Like, I do. I think the product's that much better.
Fucking energy drinks, dude.
I'm pulling up. Luckily, I got out on Holdings because they got slaughtered today. What else? Spirit, I still like. It can't be lower. Rumble, I own a bunch of. That came back down. Axon.
Man, you're like trading the altcoins of stocks.
I'm a little in everything. I mean, I'm not doing it as much as I was during Davy Day Trader when things were, I mean, that was the time to be alive. I'm too busy to do it. But, and then I have my basic stuff. So those are just scrolling through what I have a bunch of.
So you're too busy doing it. Why don't we just take over that division and run it as our enterprise? Because that's all that we're focused on.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna do some research. I don't even know where to find you.
Well, you found me on Twitter.
Yeah, but like you said, this show. What show were you on? What do you have a website?
On this
like,
show, motherfucker!
NFC morning show. We're actually literally an agency we're working with is updating the website, so the whole brand is going under Bodagos. But we have a newsletter called Daily Bone. The site right now is thenifty.com. But honestly, I wouldn't even send people there. I'll give you my email. I'll send you all the links and stuff.
All right. I'm looking at I'm trying to see.
What up, Dave? A
couple of comments. Asking what kind of sunglasses he's wearing. Looks like something at Cumberland Farms.
What up, Dave?
Hater.
Zing. We got haters out here. Oh, come at me.
Yeah, another guy. Unfortunately, I like this guy. Will you ask him about that?
My bad.
I don't know what Fetch. Fetch is. I don't know what it is.
I have no idea. So our comments are filled with all people pitching tickers all the time because people ape their entire paycheck. Dude, how much do you gamble per month?
On sports?
Yeah.
Millions.
Millions. You personally bet millions each month, like in terms of velocity, turnover.
Yeah, in like handle.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're betting millions of dollars a month. There's all these people that basically take their whole paycheck and just throw it into essentially some random shit coin, essentially, and then come in the comments and pump it like they're like.
Yeah, I don't get that because there's not enough volume in those little guys, is there? Like, I mean, how do you get in and get? That was one of my early things with Davy Day Trader. Like, I remember I'd mention something, throw it in, and I'd be moving the market myself because I'd put $1 million into something. The stock would go way up, and I couldn't get out because if I sold it, so. There's no these little guys. Now people are talking. Now the whole thing's fetch. Where did you buy Solana? Where does Nick buy Solana?
Well, I'm gonna be honest.
Oh, they're also calling you out that you didn't answer about the sunglasses.
I'll give you the answer on that. You're sponsored by Kraken, Dave.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be honest. If that's the best place to buy, I'm gonna do your sponsor a favor here and say that that's
right.
Probably dude, the place that people should go. As you may be aware, New York has restrictions on where you can actively trade. But regardless, Kraken, shout out to your sponsor. In terms of the sunglasses, I was down in St. Bart's the other weekend.
Oh, fancy.
Lots of ballers down there, the choose and rich, man. I was in Florida for it was my birthday, and my buddy was like, yo, just come down and hang out at our house. So I went down there. And I forgot my sunglasses, so I bought these. They're Ray-Ban.
And last question, then we'll let you go. People want to know, how much was this champagne?
I said it was $5,000. Let me just say, they got the comments wrong. I'll just say that. The comment, they said this is the bottle of champagne. They called it a Tattinger or something. It's not. It's French, real French champagne from France.
Well,
I mean...
What?
I just don't want to reveal the
that's
information.
Right.
Let's just say it wasn't $5,000, but it was part of a Choose Rich lifestyle.
All right, that's Choose Rich, Nick. I'm gonna check it out. Thanks for coming on. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm looking forward to us continuing.
Yeah, we got Choose Rich
relationship.
Choose Rich. Thank you. Choose All Rich. Right. See ya.
See ya, man.
I'm sorry, I like him. I like the guy.
No.
I'm sorry, I like the guy. Am I the only one who likes them? Is there anything wrong with this song? Don't get conned by this clown. What do you mean conned? I didn't get the vibe he was trying to con anybody.
Let's fucking go.
This is just a closeout.
He's just reading the comment.
I don't know why I can't get this louder. Oh, well, I'm wearing headphones. Duh. Duh. What is it? I'm a sore throat.
What's he doing?
Okay.
He's just reading the
comment. I am going to check this guy out.
That's right.
That's all. I don't mind people who say choose Rich. They go after it. He's obviously having some fun with it, dodging the haters. He likes Solano.
Solano.
Let's take one last look at the market here. ONON 2785. Again, Red Dog got out of it to a degree. Thank God, because if the Red Dog didn't get out of that, I would have been in his asshole right now. Celsius up 2%. Some red. Spirit is a disaster. 437, you have to buy Spirit. You have to. I think I am.
Oh, my God. He's clipping the... Oh, Nikki boy! Choose Rich. How you doing, big dog? How you feeling?
We're just choosing Rich. You know what I'm saying?
I love how he asked where to find you, and you just have no response. You're just like, yeah, you found me on Twitter. We're working with a brand agency. I'm pretty pissed about the way you conducted yourself with Bitcoin. You're supposed to just buy Bitcoin no matter what.
You know, there's a distinction between if Rich Pio had gone on there and Rich Nick. Okay? Those are two separate things. Rich Nick has a money-making mindset. But it looks like people are choosing to attend the Church of Bodagos, which I think is, or join the Church of Bodagos, which is really the most important thing.
I agree.
And they should buy some Solana.
Solana.
Yeah. Incredible performance, Nick. You're just back to choosing Rich, though, right?
Yeah, we're back on with the... it's just another day. We got some big things to go and do, to be completely honest.
We can wrap it here.
Dude, shout out to all the Bodagos that were supporters that ended up helping us, make this donation to his cause. We're going to be supporting, he's a fucking rock star, honestly, in terms of his adopting a pit bull of all things.
Yep.
Pio can respect that.
I got a pit bull also too.
Adopted.
Yep.
Didn't go to a breeder. And, straight up. You know, that's the, he's a good guy. So we decided, hey, we got to support the place that he ended up getting his dog from on behalf of Bodagos.
Fuck yeah. That was an incredible move. What a day. Nick, as a guest on the Davey Day Trader iconic live stream, Dave's talking about trading Spirit Airlines. Nick told him to buy Solana. That was a badass just moment right there for the organization, for Nick. This is the Choose Rich podcast, ladies and gentlemen, where we choose rich every single day. We got to do a bunch of really big shit today. We'll catch you guys next time. Big shout out to Bodagos, everybody supporting the Bodagos NFT project, everybody choosing rich on a daily basis. Nick, any closing words for the audience?
Yo, shout out to the congregation of Bodagos. You know what I'm saying? We're choosing rich.
That's what I'm talking about. We'll catch you guys next time. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening. We do the show Monday through Friday.